This is Marketplace. I'm Amy Scott. I told you it was going to be jobs, jobs, jobs. One type of job that saw big gains last month was in professional and business services. Think accountants, IT workers, consultants, the kinds of things people did in office buildings before the pandemic. The sector added more than 100,000 positions just last month, and it's actually up about 700,000 since before the pandemic. Marketplace's Justin Ho has more.
It's been a pretty busy year for Sherelle T. Martin. She runs an accounting firm called Nitram Financial that works with a lot of interior design companies. She says her clients have had a lot of work during the pandemic.
Everybody has revamped, remodeled, rechanged their entire house. Now that they're there more, it's like, hey, let's make this more appealing.
Martin's company had just 2 employees last year. And 2 weeks ago, to help manage her growing workload, Martin hired a new employee, and she's still looking.
I have a very aggressive growth strategy, which will require me to have at least 2 more people. So the plan is to hire.
Employment in the professional and business services sector has stayed strong throughout the pandemic, in part because many of those jobs can be done from home. That's also given companies in the sector a bigger talent pool to hire from, says Paul McDonald with the staffing firm Robert Half.
Why don't we recruit somebody that can live in Kansas City, even though we're based in San Francisco, if they have the right skill set?
McDonald says virtual work also created its own demand for these kinds of jobs, especially IT positions.
Because if you think about organizations that had to pivot to work from home, they didn't have the tech support, they didn't have the cloud computing, they needed help.
And as the economy has started to come back and other industries have been hiring, demand for consultants and accountants has gone up too, says Katie Berkelo with the staffing company Randstad USA.
You can't increase jobs, let's say in a restaurant, and not have somebody handling the payroll for those professionals.
Berkelo says it's been difficult to fill these roles lately, especially with such a low unemployment rate. As a result, economist Kathy Bosjancic at Oxford Economics says pay in the sector has been rising.
Year on year, average hourly earnings for professional business services workers is up 6.7%.
Bosjancic says that's a sign that this job sector is leading the economic recovery. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.